Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
It's been decades in the making, and after kind of a whirlwind month, this thing is finally about to be signed into law. It's the final step to lowering auto insurance rates across Southeast Michigan and the state. It'll be taken in about 1 hour when Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs the auto insurance reform legislation. She signs that into law. One of the key players in the discussions was Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey of Clark Lake. It's near Jackson, and Mr. Shirkey joining us now live. Good to have you. Congratulations on behalf of a lot of Michiganders. Not everyone supported this, but a lot of people did. So congratulations on getting this done after so much work.
It was a terrific team effort, yeah. And I'm proud of the final product. And it was a very interesting process for all of us. And we started January 1st with a team assembled to do this. And I made it clear to that team that we're not representing any of the special interest groups. We're representing drivers. And at the end of the day, if all the special interest groups have a little bit of pain involved in the process, a little consternation, then we were probably successful. And I think we achieved that.
Okay, and you said the key word drivers, which leads to the next question about fixing the quote-unquote damn roads. How are you feeling about the 45-cent a gallon gas tax increase proposal?
Roberta, can't we spend a few more minutes enjoying the success we had
no, in insurance
reform?
No, that's over.
Before you,
that's history.
What'd you do for me lately, right?
Let's move on. Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, let's put it this way. I have yet to see a representative or a senator from either side of the aisle introduce a legislation calling for a 45-cent increase in gas tax. And so the fact that that's not been introduced means that it's really not anything to talk about.
The governor says she doesn't want it introduced yet. She wants the bickering to settle down first before she introduced, or the Democrats introduced that side of the legislation. Your side hasn't introduced anything either.
No, we've been very focused. I'm a guy. I'm sorry, Roberta, but I'm a guy. I can only do one thing at a time very well, you know, and so I can't juggle three or four balls at one time. We focus, and our number one priority was insurance reform, and I've said it from the beginning of the year. That is their first thing we're going to do. The next is budget, and the third is roads. If roads and budget happen to come together, that'd be beautiful. It'd be a beautiful thing, but they don't have to.
Well, let's say you're king of the world for a moment. How would you fix Michigan roads?
You know, I ask that question a little differently when I'm talking to people. I usually say, if I made you pharaoh for the day, you know, what would you do? So I like the way you answered that. First of all, there's no perfect number. There's not enough people in the world smart enough to know what that perfect number is. And if we get infatuated and focused on just the number, then we will lose the ability to do what I think is important. That is to set up processes and funding that perpetuate themselves so that future legislatures don't have to go through this consternation every elected cycle on funding roads. It's something that we've not done in decades. The other thing that I would be very focused on, Roberta, is when a new development is going in, let's say a new development in Macomb County, you know, you're putting on new roads, new infrastructure, new homes, this beautiful thing. To include the discipline to know then where the funds are going to come from to maintain those assets. And I think that's a discipline that's been missing in Michigan. You know, we just assume it's going to come. And if we would force those conversations when that building and expansion is occurring, this would be a smaller problem. I'm not going to say it'd be no problem, but it'd be a smaller problem.
But sometimes you see this recurring work. I mean, every 2 years you'll see workers out on the same stretch of roadway, fixing the same stretch of roadway, doing the same work that they did a couple years ago, and it still looks shabby, I guess you could say it. And you said there's not a number, but there's got to be some number, some goal somewhere. You know, the governor wants to raise $2.5 billion, but you're looking – you know, Macomb County, they want $2.5 billion just for their county. Wayne County wants $3 billion just for their county. This is just for infrastructure, just for roadways.
Mm-hmm.
So there are numbers out there. It looks like we're not even getting close to it.
So the question, Tom, is over how many years?
Right.
Okay. The question is over how many years?
10 years.
You know, and we can achieve those over tax years. To me, a terrific success would be after we've gone through the process of engineering a road solution, comprehensive, not just finance and funding, but also quality, value, and operations. Put those two together. After we've done that, and then the building industry can say, okay, we've got assurance that we can now plan 10 years out. We don't have to plan on a one-year budget cycle. We can plan 10 years out. I think that will release them and their creativity and their asset management skills to make it become a less and less issue over time.
We know you have to go, but I have one last question. Michigan voters approved recreational marijuana in Michigan. When are they going to be able to go into a store and buy it?
That's largely up to the department right now. That citizen initiative, citizen-initiated law, was very flawed. We predicted it from the beginning. I tried my best to muster the votes up in the House and the Senate so we could adopt it and then alter it so that it could be more functional. I failed, fell a few votes short of being able to do that. And so now, two things. One is it's going to take time and it's going to be cumbersome. And the second prediction I'm going to make is that there's going to be a serious voter's remorse in about 5 years from now saying, not so sure we should have done that.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because the implications associated with that industry, I mean, we're seeing the data coming from states like Colorado, Oregon, where there are other unintended consequences that are starting to show their ugly heads. And unfortunately, we're in this, I mean, it's a new reality for us, and we're just going to have to figure a way through it.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, thank you for joining us live on WWJ.
You're welcome. Thank you, ma'am.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.